When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Pull a Turnhurst. They think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No!
Pull a Turnhurst. They think they got us. Do they got us?
No!
Even though we ain't got hats or badges, we're a union just by saying so. And the world will know. What's it gonna take to stop the wagons? Are we ready?
Yeah!
What's it gonna take to stop the scabbers? Can we do it?
Yeah!
We'll do what we gotta do until we break the will of mighty Bill and Joe.
And the world will know. And the jungle too. It's a horse and pole, and so have we got news for you.
Kick their rear,
and the world will know that we've been here.
When the circulation bell starts ringing, will we hear it?
No!
What if a Delancey's come out swinging? Will we hear it?
No! We got 100 voices singing. Who can hear a Aussie whistle blow?
And that's for all you Christian Bale musical fans. That is from the soundtrack to the movie musical Newsies, a Disney flop back in 1992. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature one-of-a-kind individual cinematic NPR station. That is an example of a movie musical that did not do well on its initial release, but was transformed into a Broadway show in 2012, where it was a huge hit. Newsies ran for a couple of years and it tours everywhere. And that's what we're going to look at today. Film musicals, original film musicals that somehow got transformed and transported to Broadway. Well, you may think that 42nd Street was the first of its kind, but it wasn't. 50 years ago this fall, Gigi, the Lerner and Lowe film musical from 1958, won every Oscar you could possibly win practically, was transformed by Lerner and Lowe with some additional material, first in Los Angeles and then to New York, where it wasn't a huge hit, but it did win best score because it hadn't appeared on a Broadway stage before. Here are two contrasting versions, the original Maurice Chevalier from the film of Gigi, and then his inimitable stage counterpart.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven for little girls. Four little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven, thank heaven for little girls. Little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls.
Poor boy, poor boy. Downhearted and depressed and in a spin. Poor boy, poor boy. Oh, youth can really do a fellow in. How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. For rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall, I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more confusion, no morning after surprise, no self-delusion that when you're telling those lies, she isn't wise. And even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on forevermore, forevermore is shorter than before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore. The tiny remark that tortures you, the fear that your friends won't like her too, I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The longing to end a stale affair until you find out she doesn't care. Eh? I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more frustration. No star-crossed lover am I. No aggravation. Just one reluctant reply. Lady, goodbye. The fountain of youth is dull as paint. Methuselah is my patron saint. I've never been so comfortable before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore. The worry if you're the best or worst, and then you find out that you're the first. All others but you, she may enchant. You feel that you should, you do, you can't. No desperation, no midnight pacing of floors. What liberation to know that child on all fours couldn't be yours. Too old for a wedding day in June, but not for a weekend honeymoon. What better life could heaven have in store? Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore.
All right, that's not Marie Chevalier, but that's okay. You're not Marie Chevalier either. That was Alfred Drake, the wonderful Tony-nominated Alfred Drake. They needed somebody with similar panache to reprise Chevalier's amazing role in Gigi, and they found him in Alfred Drake, and they added some extra material to that wonderful encore back in 1973. Well, by 1980, David Merrick had the idea to get one of those old Warner Brothers movies, 42nd Street, on the Broadway stage, a very important film cinematically, Busby Berkeley film. And Michael Stewart added a lot of stuff to it. Mark Bramble added some stuff from other Warner Brothers movies of the time. It became a huge, huge honkin' hit in the hands of Gower Champion. So let us hear a little bit of the original film, and then we will shuffle along to the 1980 stage version of 42nd Street.
I don't know exactly how it started, but it started in fun. I just wanted someone to be gay with, just to play with someone. Like a drug, you're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my.
Happy hours close by your side. The honeymoon in store is one that you'll adore. I'm gonna take you for a ride.
You go home and get your panties, I'll go home and get my panties, and away we'll go. Ooh, off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off the buffalo. To Niagara in the sleeper, there's no honeymoon that's cheaper, and the train goes slow. Ooh, off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off the buffalo. Someday the storm may pay a visit, a little souvenir, just a little cute, what is it? But we'll discuss that later, dear. For a little silver quarter, we can have the pool reporter turn the lights down low. Ooh, off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off the buffalo.
That was the stage version of 42nd Street, the original 1980 production. It went on, it got revived everywhere. It got revived on Broadway. I think it's been revived on the West End twice. I think there's a brand new production. And that sort of started everything. They had announced at one point they were going to do a stage version of Gold Diggers of 1933. That didn't quite happen. I think they used up all the material, but a much more interesting film, in my opinion. Well, the Disney Group obviously had many original film musicals. They kind of revolutionized the world in 1989 when they did an original film version of Little Mermaid, which we'll get back to. But the sequel to that, Beauty and the Beast, became the first major Disney stage musical and, again, was a huge whopping hit. Ironically, the film used a lot of great Broadway people, including Jerry Orbach and, of course, Angela Lansbury to sing the title number from the movie. So here it is.
As old as time, true as it can be,
barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. As old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
That we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Shelley, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or dry, why, we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go on and fill your menu, take a glass, and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. Oh, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and lift your glass. You want your own free bathroom. Be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fun dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly, those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting.
needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skin. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy, you walked in it. Oops-a-daisy.
That was my favorite. Gary Beach from the 1994 stage version of Beauty and the Beast, Ran Forever. And again, just brought that musical to life on Broadway. And that's what we're looking at today on Broadway to Main Street, here on WLIW. And I want to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation for their support. That's one of the reasons we played Gigi. In 1967, film studios were mostly doing adaptations of hugely famous stage musicals like Sound of Music, Hello Dolly, whatnot. But they had an original musical idea with a lot of musical songs from the 20s called Thoroughly Modern Millie, starring the queen of them all, Julie Andrews. They interpolated a lot of songs from the period, but Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn wrote a fantastic opening number. And let us hear the lady herself introduce it to all of us in a very modern way.
What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable, they think he's odd and sodden and gamorable. But the fact is everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow, now is quite permissible. Goodbye, good booty girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
is thoroughly modern. Bands are getting jazzier. Everything today is starting to go. Cars are getting snazzier. Men say it's criminal what women'll do. What they're forgetting is this is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Isn't it delectable? Painting lips and pencil lining your brow. Now it's quite respectable. Goodbye, good goody girl. I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, 'cause here comes thoroughly modern lady.
Canary in a cage for me. This canary's ready to fly free. Cut the cord. Is that a man I once adored? He's nothing but an albatross. No great loss. Double crosser. Forget about the boy. Pull the plug. Ain't he the one who pulled the rug? He's lower than an alley cat. Dirty rat. And I fled her. Forget about boy, forget about the boy, forget about the boy. And in the moonlight, don't you think about him? Sister, you're much better off without him. You can blow the blues a kiss goodbye and put the sun back in the sky. For when he comes crawling, I'm not falling. Shout hooray and hallelujah. Now me and Mr. Wrong are through. Find myself another beau who I know is no rover. Forget about the boy, forget about the boy, forget about Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy.
Horace,
Annie,
Milton, Percy,
Edgar.
Sutton Foster with the stage version of Thoroughly Modern Millie, aided and abetted by Dick Scanlon and Jeanine Tesori. That score was padded out and made Sutton Foster a star. And again, another show that probably is more successful as a stage musical than it was as a film musical. Although the soundtrack was number one for a couple of weeks back in 67. Maybe that was because of Julie Andrews. Well, let's go to another Julie Andrews original film musical. And this is probably the grandmommy of them all. And that's Mary Poppins from 1965, scored by the Sherman Brothers. And it was Disney's magic, studio magic, at its most inventive and its most imaginative. So we'll hear the 1965 film version, and then we'll segue into a stage version of this beloved classic.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. Sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence, they find, their task is not a grind.
And for your information, she is not in the least horrible.
But she's just a bundle of rags.
When will you learn to look past what you see?
Burn each day to the steps of St. Paul's.
comes, the little old bird woman comes, in her own special way, to the people she calls.
Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little birds, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare. All it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies.
What are you doing?
I'm going to give her my sixpence.
What a waste!
That's a matter of opinion. Here, one bag, please. Save your sixpence.
All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares.
Although you can't see them, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares.
She's calling to you.
Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag.
All gone.
Tuppence, tuppence.
Well, that was a little bit of a cheat, but not much. That is from a stage concert or a concert version of the stage musical of Mary Poppins. You may have heard the rousing ovation for the woman who played the bird lady. That was Petula Clark. Petula Clark, embraced by her thousands, if not millions of fans, in that one stage version of Mary Poppins. That took the genius of the Disney company and Cameron McIntosh to put that on stage. It became a hit. You know, it was probably the one people were most waiting for of original film musicals to come to Broadway. Went to the West End first and then to Broadway and has conquered the world. Well, there are many, many other titles we could have covered today, certainly from the Disney world, like Tarzan, for instance, or Frozen, and the MGM world of shows like Meet Me in St. Louis, or other film musicals like State Fair, all of which appeared on Broadway. Maybe we'll get them some other time. The Little Mermaid, in many ways, is the one that started it all in 1989. It really gave new life to the film musical. And of course, it was a huge hit. It came as a stage musical, was done again for TV, and just remade as a film musical. Oi! Well, we're going to swim around in that bowl and go back to what was one of my favorite performances from the Broadway version. This is Sherry Renee Scott with a song by Alan Menken and Glenn Slater. And I think it's just a knockout. It's so much fun. Shows you can add something to the film version, right? And then we'll go to the most current version with a stunning performance by Halle Bailey.
When Daddy Dear was floating on his deathbed, he divvied up the kingdom into two. I got his magic shell and half the sea as well. His trident went to, you know who his trident went to, don't you, babies? My reign, why, it was blissfully delicious. and glamour, glitz and style were au courant. Did I use some black magic? Well, oopsie, my bad. Did I mutilate, maim, and destroy just a tad? And for that I get banished. But me, I'm not mad. There's just one little thing that I want. Just one eensy teensy thing that I want. I want the good times back. I want those grand old days. I want the twisted nights, the sick delights, the wild soirees. I want those trembling crowds of shellfish cracked and peeled for me to dine. Not because I'm mean or selfish.
No.
I only want what's mine. I want disgusting wealth. I want exquisite sin. Want the entire sea to worship me on bended fin. I want to greet my loving subjects and then have them as a snack. Remember those good times? I want them back. Picture it, my sucklings. Pretty soon we'll be back on top, sipping bubbly, eating caviar before it hatches. King Triton is the only thing that stands in our way. If only I can find his Achilles heel, the soft, quivering underbelly beneath all that armor. I'll dethrone him, debone him, and then boys, oh boys, we're back in business. All together now.
You bring the good times back, resume your wacky fun, restore the joyful charm of causing harm to everyone.
I wanna make the merfolk cower like they did in days of yore. Sure, it's sheer abuse of power.
So,
ain't that what power's for? I wanna taste their tears. I wanna hear their screams. I want the special rush you get from crushing hopes and dreams.
It's more than simply sentimental.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Remember those good times.
Oh, God, were they good times.
It's time for more good times.
Let's get them back. If only I had a way to make him pay, I'd settle Triton straight.
Poison?
Sure.
Blackmail?
Or
his daughter?
Maybe.
Wait. Why didn't we think of it before his youngest?
The one with the beautiful voice.
Which she takes for granted. A woman doesn't know how precious her voice is until she's been silenced. Ha! Perhaps we could teach them both a lesson. I want the little girl.
Oh.
And boys, I want her back.
Ah.
I want her sitting here to lure her dear devoted dad. I want my goody, goody brother to come rescue her, the sap. And then one way or another,
surprise,
I'll spring the trap.
Look at this trove, treasure untold.
How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live? Reprimand their daughters, bright young women, sick of forming, ready to stand, ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.